Welcome to Blues Roots with Big Daddy Cade, where we bring you the best of the blues and everything that comes with it. Join us as we groove, jam, and chat with some of the hottest local as well as national and global artists around. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, our host, Big Daddy Cade.
Hey, everybody out there in radio land, get ready for a good show today. We have three artists in the studio. I'm not going to tell you their name right now, but you're listening to WVFF, FM 97.7. This is a Big Daddy Cade Blues show, so don't let the name blues fool you away, because we got a lot of stuff coming up to you guys to listen to this afternoon. First of all, I want to give a shout out to what's going on down at the Patriots Club. Thursday's night is open mic, brought to you by the Red Brick Patriots Club. Doors open at 5. That's right, at 5 o'clock, ladies and gentlemen. Now we're going to move on to Friday. Friday is live entertainment from the Elvis tribute artists, local talent, and much, much more. Now the address to this place, to the Red Brick House, is 286 Pumpkin Lane, Cottageville. That's 286 Pumpkin Girl Lane, Cottageville, okay? Now for the big treat for you guys that's hungry, want a lot to eat, I'm about to give you something you're really going to enjoy. Check this out. We have, I believe, John, is that on a Saturday? Friday. On a Friday? On a Friday, we have steak dinners for two. I said steak dinners for two. All right, this is what you get. You get two potatoes, two salads, and I believe there's a drink in there too. Now, the price, you're going to listen to this, you're not going to believe it. $39.95. That's normally the price of one steak if you go to some of these food stores or grocery stores. I'm not going to say the name of them because I'm not going to promote them on the air. But you know what I'm talking about. So you get up in there, you come down here, you compare the difference. Plus, you can bring your girlfriend if you want to bring your girlfriend. And come on in and have a good time, enjoy a steak. Two potatoes, salad. You get a lot of food for two people for $39.95. And that's what you get. And right about now, I'm going to start the show. I'm going to give a shout out to my producer in the back, ladies and gentlemen. That's John in the back. I tell you, he promotes this show. He does a whole lot of stuff around here that are unseen that people don't really know about. But he's here. He also is the man who hosts the jam open mic. He does all of that, too, with the PA system and everything. He's all over the place. Is that right, John? All right. Okay. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, once again, I'm Big Daddy Cade at the WVFF 97.7. But don't let that fool you, because we play some everything on this here radio station. We do a whole lot of playing unrehearsed, which makes it a lot of fun. And we also do some original materials from all the musicians. We probably do some originals, but pretty much so, we're just going to shoot from the hip with some 145 standard stuff. And we're going to have some fun. I'm going to tell you about the special guests. And I'm going to introduce these guys to you. First of all, I'll give it up to Will. Thank you for being on the show today.
My pleasure.
What is it that you play, Will?
I'm a harmonica player.
He's a harmonica player, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, he's one of the good ones. He hang out with somebody I know. I'm going to bring him up next. You know, I don't know too much about him, but I know he's a triple threat. All right. So what bands have you played with?
I started in a kind of a New Orleans funk meters kind of cover band in Denver, Colorado in my 20s. But I was always a blues guy,
okay.
You know, and loved the Chicago blues and, you know, Little Walter and Big Walter. And,
some of the big guys.
Harmonica, huh? We got the Walters, like you.
Yes,
the guitar players. We got the King brothers. We got the Walters on our side. But then moved up to Maryland and got involved with a guy named Mike Baker, who had a really popular blues band up in Maryland for a long time.
Okay.
And had the pleasure of being his harmonica player.
Wow.
And moved to South Carolina about a year ago, so I'm just getting to know all you guys and figuring out where I fit in.
We are so happy to have you here in South Carolina playing the blues and strutting your stuff. Next in line, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Johnny Shope. Tell me what you got going on.
Well, I'm recovering from a stroke a year and a half ago, but I'm about there. I played in several bands.
Okay.
Local bands, Guns, Colleen and the Groovers.
Okay.
I backed up William Bell.
All right.
Stockton Atlantic Records artist. And I've been playing for about 59 years.
That's a long time to be playing the blues, but it's a good thing.
Yep. Playing blues, country, rock, whatever it's called for, rock. It's been an interesting trip because you meet people, you meet a bunch of people, and there's a certain camaraderie mm-hmm. with musicians.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm just going to open mics and getting my chops back.
Oh, that's all good. So who are some of the big-name entertainers out there that influence you?
Hendrix.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy.
Of course.
Yes.
Prince.
Prince, oh, yeah. Very talented young man back in the day.
His solo on While My Guitar Gently Weeps at the tribute was phenomenal. It's truly something to be remembered.
Yes, that is true. Yes.
And he was a fine guitarist. He was a fine musician. He played virtually every instrument.
That's true. Self-taught, too, from what I was told. Most of it. And he got some of it from his father, too. He was a great jazz pianist up in Minneapolis.
Yep.
But, yeah, I'd like to say thank you for being on the show today. And we're going to have a great time today. Ladies and gentlemen, we got one more John in the house. He's over there. It's by the name of John Giacinto. And ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you about this guy. He is a triple threat. What I mean by that, he can sing, he can play bass. He also plays guitar. He can dance. I've had him on my show many a times at the B.B. King tribute show as my right wing, my man on guitar. Let me tell you, he did a wonderful job. And John, tell the people a little bit more about you and who influenced you and why. And let the folks know out there in radio land what's happening with you.
I'm officially an old man. I've been playing guitar a long time. I think biggest influence in me learning to play guitar would be my brother Jeff and the musicians he used to bring around the house for his bands.
Right.
It started out in the early mid-60s with British Invasion and that kind of blues, and then that led me to see who's writing these songs and then finding that out and then looking into that. So, there was a lot of music in the house band-wise growing up. Older brothers and their friends were bringing, I had a chance to play original Flying V's, Les Paul, Fretless Wonders, SG Les Pauls, 59, 58 Stratocasters.
Wow.
And I was just a kid, and I was never told don't. I was never told don't pick that up. You're going to break that. Leave that alone. I was always, I wouldn't say openly encouraged, but there was always a wink and a nod. Yeah, go ahead.
You know? Right, right.
So I just kind of came up like that, you know.
Wow. So who are some of the local bands that you've performed with in South Carolina here?
Nobody worth mentioning, really. A bunch of B and C list bands, maybe.
Well, the B and C is always good.
I've been here for 10 or 12 years, and I met a fella, a bass player, Mark Gunther, God rest his soul. Scream at you later! And I played with him somehow, hooked up with him somewhere. And he encouraged me to get out play, and I should be playing in bands. And got out with him, and he kind of strong-armed me into a couple bands that I wasn't had no intention of doing, but I was glad that he was there and encouraging me.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and that was kind of fun. I was with Fatback back in the day for a while. A big fun experience I had was playing with Jeannie Wiggins' band, basically Folly Beach, James Island, West Ashley. I played bass with her for a couple of years, and mm-hmm. I learned quite a bit from Jeannie, a lot of original music, and a great gal. With that, the original Coppertones, their original iteration of that band, I was a founding member of that. That came out of Blue Eyed Soul, and I played with them for a bit. It was just kind of like that. I don't mean to diss these bands by saying, you know, B and C list bands, but they were good bands, but nothing ever really caught on real spectacular. Great people, great players out of each of the bands. And I would do it all again.
Okay. Well, that's great. And ladies and gentlemen out there, you're listening to WBFF 97.7, the Big Daddy K Blues radio station. Hey, we're going to get started here. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to be right back. And we're going to start doing some unplugged, unrehearsed music to all you music lovers out there. And I'd like to send a shout out to Dave, the owner, for allowing me to do what I do, him and John. We're going to have a great time. And you guys tune in, and we'll be back shortly. Thank you.
Time to take a quick break, but don't go too far. More blues and good times coming up after these messages. Stay tuned.